Welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's February 13th, 2018. That's 6 days after Antoine's birthday. And I'm your host, Paul Filio, here with my co-host, Antoine Bergeron. Hey, Antoine, how's it going?
I was going well.
Ah, come on. I've been running with it for a couple weeks. I had to slide it in one last time.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. Hopefully, it's really the last.
Well, after this, the math gets too hard for me to calculate, so we're safe. I can only count to 10, so... All right. So we got to get this done faster than normal, so I guess we'll jump right in.
Yep.
So this week, of course, we're going to start with our regular new releases, and then we're going to go to our Kickstarter and crowdfunding stuff, as always. And first up in new releases is Freebooter Miniatures, Freebooter's Fate, February News.
So this week, we have two specialists for the new faction, the Deban. The first one is Pote, which looks like a big, burly man, always eating, based on his fluff. He has what looks like a chicken on his sword or rapier. And the last one is Aplantej, which is a drunken swordsman.
Nice. Interesting look. Pote, I think his name is. The face, the way it's painted, it looks kind of odd. Yeah. But yeah, it's totally a roast chicken on his saber. Or his cutlass, I guess. I guess it's a cutlass. And then... yeah, the Drunken Swordsman looks really cool. I like the look. And those are released, right?
Yep.
Now available? Excellent. Though I don't see any pricing on the site, so we're just going to assume they're regular miniature price and move right along.
They're about 10 to 12 euros each.
Yeah. Regular miniature price. It's all good. Next up, Wargame exclusive, Imperial Dead Dogs Command Squad, and Greater Good Aether.
So the first one, the Command Squad, is a proxy Imperial Command Squad for Imperial Guards or Astra Militarum. Is there a new name?
Yeah.
Well, new. That's
yeah.
They're not new anymore, but
they're the Chem Dogs, right?
Looks like that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're named like Dead Dogs because they've got rebreathers and stuff. They're definitely. They look cool.
Yeah, and the standard looks like it has all kind of medical plugs and stuff like that. So.
Yeah, no, it's very, very cool.
Really nice minis.
And because they're male, they're fully dressed.
Yeah, which is unusual for a war game exclusive.
Well, like I said, because they're male. If they're a female, watch out.
Yeah, even some of their male are pretty...
that's true.
Bare-chested.
It's their style, right?
Yeah.
I'm not really complaining, it's just their style.
The second one is the Greater Good Aether, which is... What are the Tau leader names?
I was trying to think of the same thing. The
Aetherials.
Aetherials, yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's an Aetherial proxy.
Yeah.
Looks comes really with cool. A two-ended stick and this is small floating device, so he doesn't even have to walk.
Well, why would you want to walk if you're in charge? I think he's a really cool-looking model. Much better than the GW originals.
Oh, yeah. He's really nice as the floating device and kind of a big back. Well, it's not a backpack, but it goes up from the floating device on his back, like
it's
fixed. Yeah,
it's a support. Yeah, it looks really cool. That's a really nice. I like the overall design. I think it's a great model. And at 20 euros, I think it's a very reasonably priced for what it is.
Yeah, for a leader miniature. Yeah.
All right. Next up, Conquer Models new releases.
So they have more than one. The first miniature, which I like the most, I think, is the Dwarf Golem, giant metal and runic creature made to protect the Dwarven realms. Looks good. It's a giant, a dwarf giant.
Yeah.
The rest? Go for it.
And to be honest, actually, that's my least favorite model of their releases.
Oh, yeah?
So it's kind of interesting. I really like the regular dwarves, though the regular dwarves kind of make me think Lord of the Rings.
Oh, yeah,
like
for sure.
It's that style aesthetic, which I've always preferred. I've never really liked the GW-style dwarves.
I prefer those also. So they have three packs of those, a command squad, some guys with spears, and some with the double-ended hammers. Or axes, or both. Both, yeah. So double-ended axes and double-ended hammers. And the last is a trio of either cultists or bad guys or druids or spies or whatever. Something. Three cloaks. Three cloaks, guys. Yeah, they could be, they call them cultists slash clerics slash monks.
Not much difference between a cleric and a cultist, really. Yeah.
The price are pretty good. Like, the for the unit, the dwarves with the twinned weapons, it's 16 figures for 20 pounds.
That's really good, considering they're metal.
Yep.
They are metal, right? They're not resin.
I think so.
Well, even for resin, it'd be a good price, let's be honest.
Oh, yeah, for resin, that's a good price, too. But yeah, with the axe handles are so small, I hope they are metal.
Yeah, I think they're quite nice. All right, what do we have next? Plastcraft Games, new Borak terrain release.
So this is from their colored line, which is their pre-painted kind of plastic card or expanded plastic. There's a specific name for the material they're using. Expanded plastic, something like that. So it's terrain for Infinity. So it's an Infinity licensed product for the Desert faction. What's their new Akislam?
Akislam.
Yeah. So it's a bunch of new terrain pieces for their Akislam series, which they call Borak. The stuff looks so good for pre-printed stuff that you just have to assemble.
Yeah, I really like a lot of their plastic stuff. They have they have like an Asian themed one too that I've seen in person. That's really nice. So Plastcraft makes some really good stuff, and it's pretty affordable for what it is. Mm-hmm. So there's no work to do.
Yeah, you have some for Malifaux also now.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. But this new batch, I think they went far. Like, they have the stuff that looks like the, not the knitting, but the ceiling made for... Yeah,
the canvas.
The canvas.
The canvas looks nice. They have these clear acrylic pieces, rods and signs and stuff. They look really cool. No, the accessories really complete the look.
Yeah. And it doesn't look flat, like most MDF do, because they can be bent as it's a softer material. So, looks really good.
Yeah, do we have any price points on this?
Yeah, it's not the cheapest terrain kit you can, like the big one, the Meteo Zone Research Center, which is a giant building. It's probably four story tall. So it's 60 euros. So it's not that costly for what it is. It's just for a single piece of terrain. But
it's a double edged sword,
preventive and big. So.
Yeah, it's huge. No, it looks really cool. All right. What else do we have? Night Models, February new releases.
A lot of stuff with their new edition and their switch to their resin models. So they are re-releasing everything. So we have a lot of new stuff. So the Ra's al Ghul and Leagues of Assassin new box, a new Arlequin Rebirth version, and a ton of other miniatures. I just encourage you to go to the editor Facebook page or Tabletop Fix or other news aggregator, or just jump into the show notes. We'll have link to those and just look at the list. A lot of stuff, and they look good. I think my favorite release is the Martian Manhunter.
Yeah, I didn't see them all. For some reason, I didn't scroll through them all.
That or the hyenas of Arlequin. Like, not Arlequin herself. She looks good, but the hyenas are cool.
Oh, the Martian Manhunter is cool. The Black Adam is cool. There's a lot of nice stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Night Models, they know what they're doing. They've got it together. No doubt about it. All right. Next up, Hyacinth Games, Wreck Age 2nd Edition.
So that's about it. So the post-apocalyptic, or what they called post-collapse game, Wreck Age, is now in their 2nd Edition. So you can get the book either from them or your local game store if they can get their hand on it. This is not a free rule set, so you do have to get the book to play. But it's a nice book. It's a small company, so it's worth helping them. And they have added a bunch of new stuff with the new edition.
Yeah, the rule book's not terribly expensive either. $25 US.
Oh, no. It's
pretty cheap. It's pretty reasonable. Let's see. All right. What is next? Reaper miniatures, new bones releases.
So this is four. They have more, but it's a selection of four new big models in the bones line. And my favorite ones are the top two ones in the link we have, which is a giant fish creature or giant sea creature, and their graveyard golem.
Yeah, the grave golem is really cool looking, I have to say.
And I think the sea creature just talks to me because I'm looking at deep war stuff right now. So
for sure, you're always looking at deep wars.
Yeah, but right now I'm looking at buying it for real. So,
oh Jesus, here we go again, guys. Here we go again.
Yeah, another game. But painting super colorful fish would be fun.
That's true. I can't argue with that logic. You win this round, Antoine. All right. Next up. Oh, boy.
That was the last of our regular release.
Yeah. Sorry, the name for the next one. The first Kickstarter company is killing me. So, next up is our Kickstarter and crowdfunding news. Miniaturas Ezipion.
Yeah, the Spanish name is not helping you.
Tirana Mountains Orcs Miniatures.
So this is a line of orcs in Roman garb. So you have Roman legionaries orcs. So you have either in the Tetsudo formation, the turtle formation, you have archer, you have just regular guys with their pilum and some characters. And more will be unlocked as it goes. They are cool. They are a bit costly because, not because of the number, just because they are mostly monopose. So you don't have a lot of variation. So they might be a bit boring to look at. Like the archers, they're stupos. The regular standing legionary with the pilum, there's only one pose. And for the turtle formation, there's three. So the front rank, second rank, and third rank onward. So it makes them a bit static and repetitive, but the idea is cool.
Yeah, absolutely. The legionary garb are pretty cool. Yeah.
They're 32 mil or 28 mil regular size miniatures in resin.
Yeah. So the interlevel pledge is 50 euros, gets you one starter set, which is 15 models, if I'm not mistaken. That seems okay.
Yeah, like we mentioned, not exactly cheap. But it's an idea we don't see out there really. So
yeah, so I'm looking at the starter sets are three different sizes. That's just kind of strange. I didn't catch that at first. So it's 16 Orc Lancers or 20 Archers.
Mm-hmm.
Or 15 Tetsudo orcs. That seems a bit strange, since all the units are different sizes.
But it goes with the amount of material in them. The Tetsudo orcs makes sense. All having shields and being a bit bulkier, the archer being more light.
Yeah, that makes sense. And right now I think they still have some early bird pledge stuff, so it's only 50 euros instead of 55 euros.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, they've got like bigger sets of more units. So let's look at the actual numbers here. So their goal was $1,540. Put the original currency. Their goal was 1,000 euros. They're currently at 1,920 euros. So they're fully funded with 27 days left to go. So it's still early on. They'll probably get some free unlocks. This Kickstarter should be fully funded on Sunday, March 11th, 2018. Next up, Miniatures Collectors Club, I should say. Miniatures for collectors and gamers.
So this is a small project. There's only two different pieces in it. Konohana and Otogi. Those are two Onis that are available in two sizes. So you can, when you pledge for them, you get both the 90 mil scale and the 30 mil scale. So it's a male and a female Oni. They are husband and wife in the fluff. The male as being a prince that has been turned by his enemies to the darkness and slowly transformed in a Oni. And after that, make the same happens to his poor wife. Both miniatures are pretty dynamic, really well sculpted.
Yeah, I really like them.
Good amount of detail.
If you like that Japanese aesthetic, I mean, these are very well done. I'm just looking. I just realized there's some details I was missing the first time I looked. Like the head at one of her feet. That's really cool. I really like the way he's posed. It's very different from what we normally see with the sword backwards and like the kind of ready to strike pose.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. And a lot of nice little details, little armor details are really cool. Okay, let's look at the pledge levels here. So I believe the entry level pledge, I mean, they have some that don't get you any models, but the first one with a model is 39 euros.
Yes. It gets you either the male or the female Oni in both their sizes. So 90 mil and 30 mil for that price.
Which is about half price, I think, or a little less, because I think their MSRP is $70 for the dual pack. 70 euros, I should say.
Yeah.
And they're doing it for 39 during the Kickstarter.
And there's a bigger pledge for 68, which gets you all four miniatures, the small and bigger version of both characters.
Yeah, this could be a very cool painting project. Really nice. All right, let's look at the numbers. So, they were looking for 6,500 euros. And they're currently at 2,159 euros. So they haven't hit their target yet.
These are nice models. Some days ago, so.
I expect they should hit their target, considering the quality of the models. There is 25 days left to go in the Kickstarter. And if they reach their funding goal, they'll be fully funded on March 9th, 2018. All right. Last but not least this week, studio level. New Bantam Alley, Wargame Resin Bits and Terrain.
So this is a line of resin terrain for post-apocalyptic settings and whatever settings you want to use it. Like we mentioned Wreckage just a bit before, that would fit for that. Would fit for Darklands. Not Darklands, but the
Dark Age.
It's post-apocalyptica, which we talked about last week.
Mm-hmm.
So...
some very, very cool
stuff. A bunch of nice rain for all those.
Your jersey barriers, your gas pumps. I mean, come on. How you go wrong? Gas pumps.
Yeah. Barricades made of junk.
Your giant leather chairs like you had in The Matrix. What color pill will you take, Antoine? Radiators. I mean, who doesn't want radiators? Like hot water radiators for your house. All these weird resin bits. You know, things you'd never think of. That's pretty awesome. All right. Let's look at the numbers at the top here. There's a lot of pledge levels. What's the entry-level one? Okay. So the entry-level bundle is 29 US, and you get your own individual sets of stuff. So it doesn't include shipping, but I guess you get to pick and choose. Yeah. So you choose two resin bits from stretch goals. Choose two resin bits stretch goals from the unlocked list.
And it gives you a budget of $29 to pick and choose in the other stuff.
Exactly. And for 39 US, get your resin bits and industrial core box.
And all stretch goals.
And all stretch goals, yeah. So that's the real one to look at, $39 US. And then it goes up from there with bigger and better batter. All right. So they had a target of 3,700 US. They're currently at nearly 8,400 US. So they're fully funded with 21 days left to go. So unless something unforeseen happens, this Kickstarter will be fully funded on March 5th, 2018. And that is it for this week, Antoine.
It is.
We powered through it. My wife can now
fastest
run
this episode ever.
My wife can now run the washing machine in here and not disturb us, which is good. So everyone wins. Win-win. And now we can go hobby. So I will see you next week, Antoine.
Bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth, or follow us on Twitter at Geeks of the North. You can follow me, Paul, at PRFilio, Antoine at Eltonio Berg, Steve at B_Steve, and if you really feel the need, I guess you can follow Yom. He's at Yomasta. Breaks and outro music by La Drave. You can listen to them at ladrave.bandcamp.com. See you next time, geeks.
Thank you for checking out United Geeks Network Family Member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com, where you will find Who, What, Why, a game design podcast, a podcast that talks about the ins and outs of game design with game designers. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at UnitedGeeksNetwork.com.